Hi, this submission is for Blind Kultek on January 19th, 2006. My name is Rick Harmon. I've listened to Blind Kultek now for several months. I've enjoyed the podcasts here. They've helped me a lot. I've got several devices that I had heard about on here, and you know, the podcast helped a lot, you know, to determine different things, you know, that I thought would be good for me. So today I would like to talk about an item I bought a few months ago called the Voice It All. It's a 3-in-1 combo unit that allows you to identify currency, identify colors, and record digital voice messages all in one unit. I purchased this unit a couple months ago from MaxiAids online for $250. This is the U.S. version. There is also a European version that does euros instead of U.S. dollars that costs a little bit more. Okay, I'm going to describe the Voice It All unit for you. I'm looking at it from the front. It is about 1 inch thick. It is approximately 4.75 inches in length and approximately 3.1 inches wide. There are buttons on the top of the unit. There are a couple slide or volume controls on the left side of the unit. On the right side of the unit, there is a switch to turn on and off the unit, and also a button for the color identifier. I'll describe these in a minute. On the front of the device, there is a slot that you slide your currency in. Below that, on the bottom, there is a round place that is for the color identifier that you place up against whatever item you want to determine its color. There's also a slide on the front that it's for the guard for the color identifier. Okay, on the top of the unit, going from the left, there's a long button that goes up and down. That's your button that you press when you have slid a bill into the slot. It will tell you what the bill is. Either a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20, a 50, or a $100 bill. Along the top, also, there are two buttons that are for index back and forth. That's for the digital voice recorder. And also on the top, along the front of the top, there are three buttons. From the left, there is a play button, a record button, and a stop button. On the left side of the unit, as I said, there's two controls that you just rotate. The top one is a tone control, and the bottom one is your volume control. On the right-hand side of the unit, there is your power switch that you slide up and down. It's off and on. And there's a button that you can press when you're identifying colors. And on the back of the unit, there's a speaker and your section for your batteries that you can open up. The unit takes 3 AAA batteries. Okay, the first thing I'd like to talk about on the unit is the currency scanner. Currency scanner on this is real easy to use. You place the unit towards you, and on the front there is a slot that you slide the bill down into. Once you do this, well, with the unit turned on, I'll turn the unit on for you so you can hear it.
Voice It All.
Okay, I've got the unit turned on. I'm going to slide a bill down into the slot that's on the front of the unit. It's really easy to do. You only have to place it in just a couple inches. There's a guide to help you with it. And then you press the button on the top of the unit. It's on the top left. It's a long button. It goes up and down the top of the unit. You press that.
$1.
And it will tell you what the bill is that you've slid in to the slot. This works real good. Actually, it's the best part of the unit. I've had very good success with identifying bills. I'd give it a 9 out of 10 as far as that. It's been very accurate. If you slide a bill into it, it can't identify it. It will say,
"Don't know."
Just like that, it'll say, "Don't know." Just take the bill out, slide it back in. If it still can't identify it, take the bill out. You can flip it over, or you can put the other side in. It doesn't really care which way the currency is slid into it. And it will, you know, it'll identify it. You know, if you've got a badly worn bill, it might take a couple of attempts. But generally, it will always identify it. I've had very little problems with that. The only time I've had it identify a bill wrong was when I put a $10 bill in it once and it told me it was $100, and I was pretty sure that that wasn't the case, so I just told it to identify it again. You know, I put the bill back in, identified it again, and it told me correctly what, you know, what the bill was. So that part of it works real good. Like I said, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. It's probably, the whole unit is probably worth the $250. Just for the currency scanner. So, you know, I've seen other currency scanners, and a lot of them are a lot more money than $250. So that part alone is probably worth it. Okay, the next thing I'd like to talk about is the color identifier. The unit has a color identifier built into it. When you want to use it, you put the unit towards whatever you're going to scan, turn it on. You slide the slide next to it to, well, I guess to the right. It's kind of hard to say depending on which way you're going to use it. You put it up to the object. Right now I'm putting it up to my shirt. And you press the button on the right side. It's a little diagonal button below the power button. You can't miss it. Place the scanner against the object and press the button, and it will tell you what color it is.
Blue. Blue. Blue.
And it's telling me my shirt is blue. Leads me into the next thing about this that, you know, doesn't quite work as good. The color scanning on this, I would give it a 5 out of 10. It's good, but it's not great. The shirt I happen to be wearing actually is green, but the scanner typically tries to say it's blue. It may have just a slight tinge of blue in it. It's very good at getting the primary colors, you know, red, green, blue, brown, black, white, purple, things like that, yellow, orange. I think according to the tape that comes with it, it only identifies 12 or 15 shades, so that's why it's not quite as accurate as some of the other color identifiers that are on the market that scan a lot more colors, a lot more accurately than this does. But overall, it does a good job. It, you know, it will tell you most colors reasonably accurate. It's good enough generally to get by. You know, if colors are critical to you, then you may want to have a better color identifier than this one. But all in all, it works pretty good. I like I said, I give it probably a 5 out of 10. Okay, the last thing I'd like to talk about on the unit is the digital voice recorder. And unfortunately, this is probably its poorest quality. It's adequate but it's not great. I'm not sure if I can justify this on a microphone, but I'll try. The unit is capable of recording up to over 2 hours of voice memos. So as you can probably tell, the unit doesn't have much memory in it, and it records it at a very, I consider it a very low quality, but it's adequate. To record a message, you turn the unit on. I place the speaker on the back towards me, and the button will be on the top towards the right next to the money scan button. You press, it's the middle button, you press it in, the unit will beep, then you say your message, and then you press your stop button, which is on the top. It'll be the button towards the right. I'll record a message here and I'll let you hear it. Hello, this is a test of the Voice It All recorder. This is only a test. Okay, I think I did that right. Now I'll try to play it back to you.
Rick Harmon.
Nope, that's not the right one. Let me hit my index button. And try it again.
Rick Harmon. Rick Harmon.
Okay, as usual, I'm not doing something quite right. Let me try this again. Hello, this is a test of the Voice It All recorder. This is only a test. Okay, let me see if I did it right this time. I have a little bit of trouble with this. I sometimes get my buttons mixed up.
Rick Harmon.
Nope. Still not it. Boy, I don't know what it's doing. Oh, boy. It's giving me a heck of a time today. Let me try this one more time. Hello, this is a test of the Voice It All recorder. This is only a test.
Rick Harmon.
Oh, boy. This thing's really being a pain today. I'm sorry.
Rick. Hello, this is a test of the Voice It All recorder. This is only a test.
Okay, I think I got it right that time. As you can tell, the voice recordings are not that great, and it takes a little bit of skill to hit the right buttons. I'm not real used to doing the voice recordings on it, because I don't do very many, because it's not very good. But overall, I think it's a good unit. Yeah, if you don't have a lot of money to spend, it's $249.95 at MaxiAids online, which compared to some of the other units, isn't bad. You know, I've seen color identifiers for $600 and $700. I've seen money scanners for $600 and $700. You know, good voice message memo recorder. You know, $50, $100. You know, $50 to $100. So all in all, you know, the unit's nice, and I think you would like the unit. It's a good unit. I don't know what more I can say about it. I'm pretty happy with it. I've had it for 4 or 5 months now. And if you'd like some more info about it, you can get onto the MaxiAids site, www.maxiaids.com, and it's the Voice It All. It's the Voice It All USA. Thank you.